Well, once again, good morning. It's July 16th of the year 2013. We are high into the, well into the summer here, experiencing all of its glory and all of its challenges and all of its opportunity. Yay. It's a blue day on the coast, a little bit cool. And I know for you inland people, that's might be difficulty here, but, you know, we have to deal with it here. But, hey, it's beautiful, and the crown chakra is wide open as much as possible, as long as that's was I saying, the earth star, my feet, as long as my feet are connected, my crown wants to open a whole lot more. So it's a good way to start. We are here in this day and dealing with the combination of the crown chakra and the soul star chakra, which is about one arm's length above the head. So if you stretch your arm up, you will basically be in the vibration of that particular plate of energy. Now, once again, let me just, it's going to be an interesting morning because it's a combination of those two, and I'm going to treat them really as one because they really do work together, and the more we recognize that, the more powerful the experience of both becomes. Now, this is interesting for me as a double Virgo because I'm all about the body and all about being on the earth. So the earth star chakra, that one below my feet, is just like, yeah, it's just such a powerful place for me, and all those body chakras where I can, you know, be in the mud of life and experience the senses and all of that. I've kind of just let go of that crown chakra for a long time, knowing that the more work I did in the body self, the more it would open and impact the chakras above, therefore opening them up without having to really pay attention. And I found that the more I opened and worked with the lower chakras and cleared the debris of my life and all the forms that were in the way that I had not let go of, as I cleared that energetic debris, as I like to call it, I began to see the world and experience the world differently. And in that process, I knew that I was realigning more to how the world is as opposed to how I'm forcing the world to be what fits for me. And this is really important because the more clear we get, the more our tendency is to surrender. And once again, as we surrender and deal with that second chakra, third chakra energy of letting go and surrendering to the power, we have to go through first that doorway that says surrender is loss and surrender is weakness. That is by no means the case as we have talked about in these clearings, but it's also, I'm sure you know in the moments of your own life, how surrender was the actual secret doorway behind the bookshelf that got you into the next frequency. And so we've learned to have a great respect for the ability to let go and surrender and get out of our own way. And at times, even to be helpless, and in that state of helpless, which basically says, I just don't know what to do, so I just let go completely or give up the attempt to control, then things began to show up. The things that began to show up, in a sense, are the information that flows through and the insight and the guidance and the tools and the rememberings and the reawakenings that come through the crown chakra when the work has been done, in my belief, in the body. Now, as we clear that out, then that crown chakra begins to open itself up. The soul star chakra really is functioning as a funnel of specific energy that gets run through the frequency of this into the crown chakra, where in a sense then it begins to wash through all of the chakras and to bring that higher guidance. Which interestingly enough, I was just reading a book the other day, and apologies, I'm forgetting what it is. It's on my Kindle, but Veronica Torres is her name. She's channeling a group of entities of angelic energies, the Elohim, along with several others, and there was some talk about this soul star in there, and that this soul star, in a sense, it really, the information that comes in has to bypass the mind. Now, that it seems to make no sense, but the bypassing the mind is necessary to reduce the filtration process that happens as a result of our belief systems, the things we hold on to, the uncleared stuff yet. So I think you're following me. It's like a higher energy that moves through and interacts literally with the cells instead of going into the mind to give information. So in other words, what the soul star is bringing is bringing us back to the place of design. Now, gosh, this is really, it's a little bit of a challenge to explain because I'm just beginning to understand it myself and beginning to integrate it. But it is so potent. And the reason it's even beginning to happen now and become and people are becoming aware of it is because we've raised our vibration enough. And all the collective work that's been done, all the work that you and I are doing in these phone calls as well as the infinite number of other things that are occurring is really allowing us to be able to handle and become aware and to remember this information and the way things are, not the way that they've been or not what we were taught to believe, but more of the expansive awareness, the higher perspective, the greater picture. We're beginning to be able to see this and catch glimpse of it and begin to experience it inside and outside ourselves. And this soul star is integral in this process. It literally holds the plan of who we are. It holds the plan of the soul's purpose. Some are calling it the seat of the soul, although some have said the heart is the seat of the soul. It's beginning to feel like we are the seat of the soul in our entire essence. And that begins to make sense. That's a new thought. It just popped in there. It's not revolutionary, but if we keep naming the soul to be there, here and there and hither and yon, pretty soon it's beginning to encompass all of the being that we are. So at a higher frequency, at the truth of our being, this is what we are, the soul self. So what's happening with this soul star is this essential call to come home to this frequency of who we are. And that's been the theme that's run through all of these calls since I started. And what's coming up for me, it is about remembering who we are. It's not about, taking the path to find what we have to find and to get better at this and to grow and all of these things that keep implying that we are not whole and complete. Today is the day we celebrate and claim our wholeness and our completeness. And from that declaration and from that proclamation, we then allow the vibration of who we are to show itself and, in a sense, push itself out into our own conscious mind and into all our energy bodies and then begin to show and be itself. So the soul star is essential as the conduit, as the focal point of the energy that keeps reminding us of, one, our soul plan, of our essential makeup. It literally has the DNA information that is fed to the cells and fed to the DNA. It is contained in this place. And because this place is outside the body, one arm's length above the head, it is not impacted. Now, this is really critical. It's not impacted by the moments of living so much because it's literally the program behind the experience itself. So our moments of living get caught up in our bodies and our energetic bodies, but these outside chakras that are beginning to reveal themselves literally are immune to what we're experiencing in our lives. And they are there for our reference, for our touching back to, for our gathering of the information, gathering of the frequency, and also the information that comes out of that frequency. So, God, this is just so exciting because it literally is like with the earth star below the feet and the soul star above the feet, we're beginning to see just how cared for we are and how beautiful the design is, that in the middle of it, almost like that great chant from the Lakota of the Wani Wachiolo Wakantanka, which basically is saying, between heaven and earth, I dance in my humanness. And here we are, between the heavens, between the soul star and all that is beyond that, and the earth star and all that is beyond that. We are the frequency of the meetings of those two energies, and that creates a unique expression that each of us are. So we are calling ourselves home today, and by opening the conduit of the soul star and reminding the crown of the relationship between the soul star and the crown, and also to, God, it's just so much, and as that conduit begins to be claimed, and that's what we're doing. We're recognizing it. We're witnessing its existence. And you know the moment that happens, stuff starts to happen. Because all that's been waiting for this moment in time to go, you know, I am more than I appear to be. When that statement is made, then what's next the higher vibration that's been there the whole time, but we did not have the eyes or the frequency to see or to experience, begins to reveal itself. And this is the excitement of it. So really, what we're doing today is going through a whole bunch of stuff that's really designed just to open and clear. So I'm not going to talk much more about this. We're just going to do stuff. Now, I say that every time, and I keep talking, but if information comes in that I'm supposed to share, I will. But basically, today we are taking Soul Star and running it into the crown and letting the wash of frequency flow through us to reclaim the true vibration that we are, to reclaim the awareness of the soul purpose, to reclaim awareness of the true vibration that we are and all that comes with that, to expand the experience of our life on earth, to take the limitations that we have bought into, that we believe, that we seem to experience, to separate us from all of that misinformation and allow us to stand in the truth of our frequency, where there is no such thing as dis-ease or unwholeness. So it's a big job today, but I think it's going to work out quite well. So let's just get started. We're going directly down to the source. Well, let's do the Hung Vajrapay. We're just going to speak it four times at the top just to put the cocoon of light around us, and then we'll speak our true name seven times, first, middle, and last. So here we go, the Hung Vajrapay. Hung Vajrapay. Hung Vajrapay. Hung Vajrapay. Hung Vajrapay. And so it is, the collective frequency of that mantra being spoken puts us each in a cocoon of light and safety that honors and maintains the frequency of the I am that we are in the truth of our being. Speaking our own name seven times calls forth the guides and the angelic energies, further reinforces that particular circle of power that we've created, and also brings ourselves and the inner self back to an awareness and alignment that says the I am that I am is expressing now, and it brings me back to my true child self by design. So here we go. Speak that first, middle, and last of the original birth name. So here we go. Mark Stanton Welch. 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 And so it is, and so it is, and we stand in the presence of our power. And now just some frequencies. And so it is, and so it is. So you notice this time, instead of these little separate sounds, it was just a wash. We're doing a wash here because this really is, as we open up this soul star connection into the crown chakra, it is a complete body experience. This is a full body remembering and a release of the stuff that is not in frequency with the true vibration that we are. One more sound, a couple tuning forks. These are particular tuning forks, and the frequency is called the Great Divide. It's a relationship, a mathematical relationship of 13 to 21, and this is the gateway between the higher spiritual realities and the dreaming realms leading to normal reality. It's entry into the higher states of knowledge, spiritual wisdom, direct communications with light beings, divas and angels, and oh so much more. This is a combination of two tones, and I'll let it ring three times. Oh, and so it is. So it is. All right, so take a breath. We're going directly now down to the, towards the bottom of the page. We're going to deal with the proclamations and affirmations. Actually, no, we're going right now to the song, I Am Calling, I Am Calling, I Am Calling, I Am Calling. Now, in the interest of space, I combined lines, and so it may be a little confusing, but I'll clear it for you. I am calling, I am calling out to you. I am calling, I am calling back to you. I am calling into you. Come home, come home. Every step I've ever taken's brought me right into this moment. Here in this light I stand. On feathered ground I find myself returning to the memory that I am not what I see, I am not what I do, I am not what I've been, I am not what you think I am. Me, I am me. Two more. I'm calling, I'm calling out to you. I am calling, I am calling back to you. I am calling, I am calling into you. Come home, come home. Every step I've ever taken's brought me right into this moment. Here in this light I stand. On feathered grounds I find myself returning to the memory that I am not what I see, I am not what I do, I am not what I've been, I am not what you think I am. Me, I am me. One more time. I am calling, I am calling out to you. I am calling, I am calling back to you. I am calling, I am calling into you. Come home, come home. Every step I've ever taken's brought me right into this moment. Here in this light I stand. On feathered grounds I find myself returning to the memory that I am not what I see, I am not what I do, I am not what I've been, I am not what you think I am. Me, I am me. I am calling, I am calling out to you. I am calling, I am calling back to you. I am calling, I am calling into you. Come home, come home. So it is. So it is, as we reach out to recollect all of those elements of the essence of the I Am that we are and our unique divine expression, celebrating in this glorious dimension that is just expanding and opening and becoming so much more vivacious, vivacious, fascinating. Woo! Into the proclamations. The first one, I gently and lovingly ask my soul. We're going to say this together, and we proclaim it as so. We speak it together with presence and power. I gently and lovingly ask my soul to integrate with my physical body, my DNA, and all aspects of my being so I may fulfill my journey in this life experience, so I may experience, grow, and evolve as one in peace, joy, and harmony, and so it is. Whew. Speak your name out loud. One, two, three. Mark Stanton Welch. The next one, from the divine love that flows within my being. Take a breath. Here we go. From the divine love that flows within my being, I am prepared and I accept the full integration of my divinity throughout my being. I acknowledge and honor all parts of my being that have supported my journey in my physical experience. And I transmute those thought forms which no longer serve me into unconditional love. I transmute all energies that would interfere with my ability to declare my freedom and proclaim my divinity into the divine expression of creative love and activate the golden light of transformation throughout the totality of all that I am. And so it is. Whew. Zing. Zing. And onto the affirmations below. Go to the bottom of the page. I willingly open. Here we go. Take a breath. Speak your true name. 1, 2, 3. Mark Stanton Welch. I willingly open the conduit of light information through the soul star into my being to allow the knowledge of the I am that I am to wash through me and raise the vibrational awareness of each chakra and all my cells. In this vibration, I allow my fullness to return, my purpose to be understood, and my soul to be present on all levels. I willingly access all my tools to delight in each moment. And so it is. So it is. And finally, the last affirmation right above that. Take a breath. Speak your true name. Mark Stanton Welch. On all levels, in all dimensions, and in all my energy bodies, I now release the energetic residue of all past thoughts, illusions, beliefs that have inhibited me from remembering my divine soul, self-soul and my constant connection to Source. I lift and release all veils over the truth of this dimension to reveal to me the beauty and love in all life. I release all blockages to the conduit of the I am that I am that flows constantly into me via my opened crowned chakra. I willingly accept all the guidance, gifts, information, and inspirations that are directed to me to make easy and flowing my way through this earthly dimensional life, and so it is, and so it is. Let's go to this song, Radhe Bol. Radhe Bol is a particular mantra from the Hindu tradition. And it literally is the song for the soul, that the soul sings for the connection with the Source, to reunite with the Source. Now, this really is kind of a symbolic thing, because the truth is the soul and the Source are always connected. That's just an aside. But sometimes these connections need to be claimed and acknowledged. This particular Radhe Bol song is a playful song and an actual spiritual dance. And what it is about reawakening to the wholeness of our being. So we're going to sing it through a few times. Radhe, 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 Govinda Bolo. Radhe, 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 Govinda Bolo. Govinda, Govinda, Govinda. Govinda, Govinda, Govinda. Radhe Bol, Radhe Bol, Radhe Bol. Radhe Bol, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe Bol, Radhe Bol, Radhe Bol, Radhe Bol. Again, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe Govinda Bolo, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe Govinda Bolo, Govinda, 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 Govinda. Radhe Bol, Radhe Bol, Radhe Bol, Radhe Bol, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe Bol, Radhe Bol, Radhe Bol, Radhe Bol. One more time. Radhe, Radhe, Radhe Govinda Bolo. Radhe, Radhe, Radhe Govinda Bolo. Govinda, Govinda, Govinda. Govinda, Govinda, Govinda. Radhe Bol, Radhe Bol, Radhe Bol, Radhe Bol. Radhe, Radhe, Radhe Bol, Radhe Bol, Radhe Bol. Radhe Bol, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe Govinda Bolo. so it is. And so it is. We're going up to the top for the tone. Well, just below the top. The particular tone that we're calling upon here is in the key of C. It starts to repeat itself once it goes outside the body. But we're using the actual combination of all these sounds and phonetics of the inner seven chakras and attaching the om, and the aum, which is Tibetan equivalent of the om that's spoken in the Hindu tradition. So we'll go like this. I like that. Brand new, hot off the press. All right, right below it. A lot of these chants, a lot of these tones, these intentional songs are really about specifically putting a mindset in there. It's information, literally, that is transforming belief systems. So as this is centered in, we've used the frequency and the sound to make ourselves fertile ground. We've used it to clear through the proclamations. We've cleared off debris. We've made testimony or testaments about the intention of who we are and how we are showing up from this moment forward. We have created a space of safety. We have acknowledged the longing for the reunion of our being with our essence. We have asked for Source to come and be a part of us. So what we are doing is creating fertile ground for this information to occur. I want you to be aware, if you will, just put your hand up, if you will, over your head to where it stops, and then that is that soul star. Very much like the Earth star below, it is a plate of energy in an oval form, although it drops down somewhat like a mushroom as it funnels the energy directly into the crown chakra at the top of the head. And then it spills out through the crown, over and through all of the energy bodies, inside and out, and the clearing and cleansing occurs. It literally is re-inviting and reprogramming and doing a... It's like the computer virus cleanse. It's clearing out the misinformation, like we said before, and reestablishing and reawakening and reigniting the true awareness of the essence of who we are. Now, that's going to start showing up in the outside forms of life. So the invitation here from this point forward is to claim the essence, and you claim it through where you put your awareness. The proof is in the pudding, as they say. So quite literally, you're going to be asked now, and if you will, begin to put your energy and focus on those things that affirm the highest goodness in your life and for all those around you and all of that. It really is, it's the line in the sand that says, you know what, I've known this stuff for a long time, so now it's time to put it in my actions. So we're asking for the cleanse of the misinformation. We are inviting it in. It has done its job. And now we replace it with new information. So we're going to use the I Am word mantra here. I am word from a source that I read. The I am word is basically the statement for the Christ essence that flows uniquely through each of us. Each of us has capacity to reclaim our Christhood. In other words, to realign and reconnect and reawaken that essence of our being that carries the frequency of the Christ essence that was manifested in various players throughout history. This statement, I am word, is the name of that essence. So by saying I am word, we are claiming that frequency for each of us to show up in the best way for us. I am word through my vibration. I am word, I am word. I am word through my vibration. I am word, I am word. I am word, word, I am word. Word, I am word. Again, I am word through my vibration. I am word, I am word. I am word through my vibration. I am word, I am word. I am word, word, I am word, word, I am word. Two more. I am word through my vibration. I am word, I am word. I am word through my vibration. I am word, I am word. I am word, word, I am word, word, I am. Last time, I am word through my vibration. I am word, I am word. I am word through my vibration. I am word, I am word. I am word, word, I am word. Word, I am word. So it is, and so it is. Let's go down now to the actual invitation and the songs that are dedicated to both the Soul Star and the Crown. We'll start with the Soul Star first.
My life are fed, seed of the soul where all healing starts, through archetypes and symbols you impart, the wisdom that seeds my purpose, guide me on my way, soul star, soul. Types and symbols you impart, the wisdom that seeds my purpose, guide me on my way, soul star, soul star, one arm's length just above my head, through seed of the soul where our healing starts, through archetypes and symbols you impart, the wisdom that seeds my purpose, guide me on my way. One more time we sing, soul star, soul. My life far fed. Seed of the soul where all healing starts. Through archetypes and symbols you impart the wisdom that seeds my purpose. Guide me on my way. Soul star, soul star. So it is. Well, these melodies just move all over the place. It's kind of interesting. A couple points in the song here that I forgot to mention about the soul star is that it reads the universe and takes information in and holds information really in archetypal form, in shape. So pay attention to the forms that come into your life, the shapes, and spend a little extra time when you notice something. It could be in a stone. It could be in the shape of a building. It could be in the way the light is playing outside. It could be the shape of the tree. It could be the metaphor of something that has occurred. However it's going to show up, it's not speaking in a language that we're used to hearing. It's not speaking in a language that we're used to paying attention to. So the invitation here is to start really paying attention to the archetypes and the symbols that show up for you. Look for it in all kinds of ways in life. I remember the last phone call you had, I had had my golden day down on the beach, my bliss day, and what I began to do is to just notice things. I began just paying attention and witness what nature had given me, and I began to see all these beautiful patterns. And I know those patterns were speaking to me on a higher level and in a language that I know was doing work for me. It was bringing me a state of bliss, for one thing. So the invitation is to do that. Even in the clutter on the desk that I have right here, as I have all my tools out and about, there's a certain form of the way it's showing up. In certain heaps, in certain places, there are certain elements of energy. So everything has meaning. And this is what happens as we choose to open. We begin to see, and this is actually something I just read too, that this Veronica Torres book is referring to as Homo spiritus instead of Homo sapien. It's the next evolution of humanity, and it is being spiritual human, spiritual man, if you will. And in this new frequency, we are reclaiming what we knew prior to incarnation. You know, there's all this thing about forgetting what we are and who we are and our skills and our connections and the essence of ourselves when we incarnate into Earth, the Earth dimension, because that's the nature of the Earth dimension. Well, with this evolution that's occurring and this revolution, what's happening is we're beginning to get access to the information that allows us, in a sense, to change the rules of the game here. It does not have to necessarily be a difficult place with polarity, with the poles, with the opposites, with the dark and the light. We can change that frequency, and I believe strongly that's what's beginning to occur here. So the invitation then is to begin to reach a place where we're out of that old frequency. And the other piece is that the old frequency is a fear-based element. We were taught through a fearful world. We have been taught over and over again to mistrust. We've been taught to be suspect. We have taught to be frightened first and then ask questions later. And it's in the cells to some degree. It is part of the programming that for some is very deep in the subconscious, and it's all reprogrammable. In that old fear-based vibration of that Piscean age, we essentially... it was a life of drama. And so the word boredom starts to show up when we're not in drama, when we're not in the chaos, when we're not feeling the adrenaline surge, when we're not being challenged, when we're not being inspired, when we're not in the heavens or in the hells of our lives. The truth that is beginning to surface that I understand is that in the balance, in this new state, it appears to be boring in the beginning. But the boredom is misinterpreted. Essentially, in that state, we are able to participate fully in all that is going on in the moment. We witness it. We are a part of it. We gather what we choose to gather from the information that is around us that shows up in our moments. The boredom, in a sense, quote unquote, allows us to be clear seers, allows us to look fully into what's going on instead of being overwhelmed by the emotional reaction of it. You see, we're in that in-between land where the emotion has been the addiction, the getting of emotional release. I have been a master at emotion and releasing emotion, going for the discharge, we used to call it. If I got to tears, if I got to some intense energy, I knew I was doing my work. But now I've been doing some work with what's called trauma work and clearing up some of the visceral remains of what has occurred for me in my life and some of the choices that were made and some of the forms that showed up. And I'm beginning to find that, whew, I just forgot what I was going to say. I'm going to have to listen to the tape. All right, in the work that I'm doing, the visceral remains clearing, 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 the drama. Oh, yeah, it used to be the addiction to the drama. That what it was doing, now that I'm working with the trauma, it was that it was re-traumatizing me every time. And so in that process, as I began to feel like I was getting this discharge, what was happening in the deep inner self was I was being re-stimulated in the energy of the trauma. So the release wasn't occurring. I have learned now to be simply the witness to my own body's messages and to let it go where it goes. And in that process, it releases the energies as opposed to me getting caught up in the form and then attaching to the kind of release and then recycling the difficulty, recycling the pain, recycling the energy, the messages, all of that stuff. I hope that makes sense. It's new information that's beginning to show up, and it's one of the reasons that the whole PTSD thing is so prevalent in the world, not just because of the battles. It's just because in the moments of living and the fact of being born and incarnating in here, there's been a PTSD form of some sorts for most beings on this planet. Now, I'm not one for labels, but for the moment, temporarily, can use that frequency to recognize that the clearings that are occurring, the opening of the soul star, which carries the divine plan that we decided upon, that carries our DNA information to keep us in our state of wholeness, that's why this stuff is showing up, because it's clearing out these traumas. It's clearing out the debris that has occurred in each of our lives in one way or another in the unique form. So I think that's pretty useful and relevant information. I invite you to do what you want with it. Begin to just consider that stuff is going on that's like that. The soul star opening up as it brings information in through the crown chakra and washes it all through all of the chakras is really about reclaiming that which we are and have always been, free of the energetic debris of the past, free of the misinformation, free of the beliefs, free of the ideas, the patterns that kept the old forms in place. So we are literally on a wild, wild opening ride here where we are actually shedding our skin. It's like any great reptile, shedding the skin of what seems to have been a safe home at the time, but literally was just a place of limitation. In our expansion and our reclaiming, we are oh so much more, and that is what's being called for right now. So it's the moments of living that we're talking about that bring the grist for the mill. It's the moment in time that we have that is so essential to us. It's finding the expansion in that moment and stepping into the boredom, which means the no high, no low, but the full experience of what is in that moment. So our life keeps showing up for us, and it's there that we get the information. So let's do this song, My Life is My Message. I am here to love and learn. I am here to serve. I shall let my light go shining through my deeds and words. My life, it is my message. My life, it is my song to this light. I pledge my moments, bless this path I'm on.
Two more.
I am here to love and learn. I am here to serve. I shall let my light go shining through my deeds and words. My life, it is my message. My life, it is my song. To this light I pledge my moments, bless this path I'm on.
One more time.
I am here to love and learn. I am here to serve. I shall let my light go shining through my deeds and words. My life, it is my message. My life, it is my song. To this light I pledge my moments, bless this path I'm on.
And so it is. And so it is. That's pretty self-explanatory in that tune. By the way, one more thing from the Soul Star song said, the seat of the soul where the healing starts. According to the information that I'm getting on this, is that the plan, because it contains the plan of perfection, if you will, the plan of our grand design, that quite literally we can make changes in the physical by first running it through the Soul Star. It translates the information. It translates the plan into the frequencies that the cells understand, that bypass our past, that bypassed our perceptions, that bypassed our belief systems. And therefore, we cannot filter the essence and the result of this kind of healing process. So in other words, the energy begins to step down into the physical realm, because the physical is the lower of the vibrations of all these energy bodies. So as we literally begin to send our vision, our intention, our idea, claim the form through the Soul Star and let it drop in and wash over and through and around all of our energy bodies, as well as the cells themselves and the tissues, the molecules, the atoms of our being, that is where they will get the information to reclaim the wholeness that we are seeking. This is really, in a sense, the importance of, I just got the image of sitting out in the sunlight, because the sunlight carries codes, it carries information, it carries daily downloads. It's like the morning briefing. If we get out in the sun, we get the information for the day that allows us to integrate the vibration that is the higher vibration of the cosmos on that particular time, as if time meant anything. So this is why 10 minutes in the sun, however you want to do that, or whatever hour you want to do that, I invite you to do that. The same idea. The Soul Star is dropping in downloads of information at a frequency that bypasses the mind, and it's a language for the cells that calls them back to wholeness. So why not use it? Let's see what else we got. We got opening up. And opening up is the crown chakra. We'll go ahead and sing this. I might be a little bit out of order here, but this is good really for both of them. Open me up to Source and all the guides and angels. Open me up to drink the light that fills us all. Open me up, reveal the path of my true purpose. Open me up to unify me with the One. Between the heavens and the earth, within my heart space,
I shall dwell here in this holy land of love. In the knowing and the grace, I shall find peace, and I will place the crown upon this breath of God. I am. I am. One more. Open me up to Source and all the guides and angels. Open me up to drink the light that fills us all. Open me up, reveal the path of my true purpose. Open me up to unify me with the One. Between the heavens and the earth, within my heart space, I shall dwell here in this holy land of love. In the knowing and the grace, I shall find peace, and I will place the crown upon this breath of God. I am. I am. And so it is.
A beautiful and powerful invitation. We're asking for a process to occur. And we ask it with great faith now and with great trust, and trusting that the grace will allow this to unfold. I like that. The crown upon this breath of God I am. The crown upon this breath of God I am. Sweet. Please, let's go now. As we move towards the end of our time here, this may be the first time we actually are getting through everything. Wow. We're going to the invocation to the Ascended Master Kutumi. Kutumi oversees the crown chakra, and he oversees the sacred ray that integrates with the crown chakra. This is the yellow ray, the golden light that flows through us in that crown chakra that reawakens and nourishes it. The vibration of our true essence, our true expression of the I Am Word. So in this particular invocation, we're calling upon the energy of Kutumi to go ahead and basically bring this ray forth and to keep the source flowing, to keep revealing to us these elements of ourselves, reminding us of our true design. Now, Kutumi is a bit of a kind of a heavy energy. Heavy in the sense that it's big. I don't mean it weighs. It's just a big energy. So it needed some, like, a strong beat in it. So here it is. It goes, Kutumi, Kutumi, Ascended Master of the Yellow Sacred Ray, guide me closely on my spirit way. Initiate me to my true ascension path, to my life's purpose. Reveal my life's purpose. Oh, whoa. Master of the yellow sacred ray, guide me closely on my spirit way. Initiate me to my true ascension path, to my life's purpose. Reveal my life's purpose. Oh, whoa. Rockin' Kutumi. Now, you know, again, we could do the whole phone call on one of these songs and just experience the vibration of that. What this is really about in many levels is the intention to clear out a certain frequency and to return us to a place of wholeness and a place of our design. And the invitation is there. The tools are used to bring you back to the point of choice for yourself. And then your being, your higher self, you guys choose to what you're going to apply yourself to and what you're going to do. In a sense, I'm the messenger here to bring these to you. I offer you a lot of tools that you can use. Any of these that you connect with, even if it is just the words themselves, you start using. So remember that the recording of this will come back to you and you'll be able to go ahead and use these. But find these songs or these chants or these intentional songs or even these mantras that will serve you and use them until you feel like you're ready to use something else. Every one of them is doing a specific frequency shift. So we're going to conclude today with this last song at the top of the page there, towards the top, Life is Living Me. And this came out of an event. I was just up working with Uniteens in the Unity Movement, and these are the junior high kids. And you know what a curious time that is. That's a time of beginning to create, start the separation and the reclamation of freedom as all of this energy is flowing through us. It's like the cosmos flows through us, through the hormones, and creates what appears to be chaos, but it's a realignment of vibration and frequency, essentially clearing out misinformation. However, it hasn't been supported in that way, so it's a very challenging time for so many. Each of us have been through it. And a particular event was about it was focusing on the idea of oneness. So this song came out of it. There were seven songs that came as a result of the time we had together. This is one of them. I look around and I see me. Everywhere I go, there I am. It seems like life is living me. And every golden moment is there to keep me flowing, a push to keep me open, to see myself, to free myself, to be myself, I am, I am. I look around and I see me. Everywhere I go, there I am. It seems like life is living me. And every golden moment is there to keep me flowing, a push to keep me open, to see myself, to free myself, to be myself, I am. I look around and I see me. Everywhere I go, there I am. It seems like life is living me. And every golden moment is there to keep me flowing, a push to keep me open, to see myself, to free myself, to be myself, I am, I am, I am, I am. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. So everything, it shows up as information for us. In these higher frequencies, we choose to be in that balanced place, that place of, feels like boredom. But boy, jump into that frequency, begin to see how life starts to show up, how the colors change, how the connection with the trees and the animals and things, it begins to work in harmony. Oh, that's the promise of the work we're doing here. and I believe it's a legitimate promise. I have begun to experience frequencies myself that, you know, I kind of knew about for a long time, could talk about them, but I'm actually beginning to experience them. So amen and hallelujah. And there it is. So I invite you to celebrate the experience we've had today and choose not to go backwards. Choose not to go back and reclaim the old stories, because the work we've done today has cleared out a bunch of that stuff and really begin relationship between the crown and the soul star and how it functions for the body to bring us back to the plan and the truth of our knowing and the truth of our essence. And balancing that with that earth star chakra and the lower body chakras, we are a whole and complete being capable of all kinds of magnificence, capable of doing that which we are designed to do. So it is a good day. And as a native said, it's a good day to die. In other words, lay down the old. And that's what we've done today. So many, many blessings. By tomorrow morning, I will send you the link to the recording. We'll be back again next month. And I'm not even recalling at the moment what it's about, but I'll have it on tonight. If you want to join us tonight, go ahead again. Similar but different. We'll see what comes through. And if you know anybody that would benefit from what we just experienced, pass it on to them and see if they'll be willing to be a part of it tonight. The second chakra CD, the Total Immersion CD, is now available. You can get it online at my website. So root chakra, sacral chakra are now there for your dining and dancing pleasure. I send you many, many blessings and privilege to have spent this time with you. So I'll stay on for any little quick questions or anything of that sort. Otherwise, we are done.
Thank you, Mark. It was amazing today. I'm glad I was able to join.
I am too. Thank you, Janet.
You're welcome. God bless. Baby is due August 3rd, so I'm not sure where I'll be in August, but if I'm near this experience, I'll be joining in.
Beautiful.
Send you a check today. Thank you so much.
All right. Janet. Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, Mark.
Oh,
go ahead. Hi, this is Phyllis.
Hi, Phyllis.
Hi, hey, what are you going to do when we get our 12 chakras? You're going to have to write a whole lot more songs.
I really am, yeah. You know, I'm already aware of some of those. I've even got some information about going up to 32, but hey, you know, I do what I got to do.
I heard you with my buddy Dave Robecki at that conference.
Yeah, it was good to see him.
Isn't he a kick?
I love David, yeah.
I do too.
And I think he's really clearing some stuff out, which is very exciting.
He is.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's, I love him. Okay, we'll see you maybe tonight or next month. Who knows?
Okay. Hey, I'll be up in your area at the end of the summer.
Oh, okay.
Are you down in the Tacoma area?
No, actually, I live in Kent.
Kent, okay. Well, I'm actually going to be doing a whole day at Kent in October.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, October.
Sounds good.
I'm going to be up in the area doing some stuff at the end of September in the Labor Day weekend. So.
Yeah.
Keep it
posted. All right.
Look
forward to seeing you. Okay.
Same.
Goodbye.
Many blessings. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Mark, this is Connie.
Hey, Connie.
How are you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
Oh, wonderful. I so enjoyed this today. It seemed
like it
was more on a personal level for people.
Yeah.
I have, what you've discussed, I've experienced the last 2 days.
Uh-huh.
And I was wondering if I may call you back to discuss the concert here in Kingman. And also I have a question about the sacral CD that I received that I've been listening to.
Okay.
Is that okay, or do you have time?
Why don't we do that? Give me about 10 minutes, and then call me at the house.
At the 660
927.
Yeah. Wait a minute now. Yeah, I have it all somewhere. Okay. I just remembered those first 3 digits. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, is that all right, then?
Oh, totally, yeah. Just call me.
Yeah, because I've been trying to call you,
and then
I know you're
I'll be able to give you my full focus.
to get with you on the concert and ask you a question.
Okay. Call me
in
about 10 minutes.
I won't belabor it and be too long, I promise.
All right.
Okay.
Blessing.
Thank you so much.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Any other questions?